The Josie Show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
As we feature Bobby Mackey, who is an incredible country music artist, and we're so excited to speak with him. I'm Josie Pasentino, and thank you everyone so much for tuning in tonight with us. And also, really quick, I want to give a special thank you, big thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating that wonderful theme song that you hear before our Josie Show and our Josie Show special editions. He's just an incredible artist, so check him out, please, at texasbobbydean.com. So a big shout out to him. All right. Now, how about we get started, because Bobby Mackey is here, so everyone please welcome to the show Mr. Bobby Mackey. Woohoo!
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
Oh, so great to have you on the show. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
I'm in Columbia, Kentucky, outside in the parking lot outside a Mexican restaurant. I've been in the studio all day working on my on the album to go along with my new single, Lucille.
Oh, I love it. We're so excited about that. You know, Lucille is just an incredible, incredible single out right now. So I'm looking forward to the whole album coming out pretty soon. You've been working hard on that. I could tell.
Yeah, I've been working all day and some of the songs today. I put the tracks down. In fact, 2 years ago right now, I put all the tracks down to the album. And I had, because I did two albums at once, and I put the other one out. And so I'm working on the one that Lucille is going to be on. It's a single right now, and
yes.
But I got really excited today with some of the songs we've been working on.
I love it. So is the new album going to be like a different take from your previous material? Are you kind of revamping it a little bit, adding a little bit more oomph?
Yeah, it's a little different, and I've. You know, I would have never recorded Lucille with the same way that it was. That, you know, the old Lucille was Kenny Rogers' song, and it could be nobody else's.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it and made it different. You know, Roger Bowling wrote the song, and I was playing a nightclub in 1977 when Kenny Rogers released the single on Lucille. I was playing a nightclub in Cincinnati, and I was on stage, and I was singing the song, the way Kenny Rogers' record was. I was singing it, and I got a note up to the stage. A waitress brought a note up to the stage, said, "Thanks for singing my song," signed Roger Bowling.
Oh,
so
the
writer of the song was in the club, and what are the chances of that and me singing his song, you know? So.
Wow. Yes. You never know who's in the audience.
Yeah, when we took a break, I looked him up and we talked, and I got to know him.
Wow. That is really, really cool. I mean, who would have thought that he would be in the audience right when you were singing the song? That is
Yeah, I was thrilled to death when I got the note, and but I was getting ready to recording out some songs. I started a different beat on it and started singing it. I thought, I think this will work. So when we got in the studio with all the musicians and I started showing them what I had in mind and started singing it. They got in the groove and picked up from what I was doing. And you know, it's always there's when a spark happens in the studio, when everybody's liking what's going on, it's like magic happening, you know.
Right, absolutely. And I'd say you did such a magnificent job with Lucille. I love how you revamped it. You know, the new arrangement is just phenomenal. So you definitely did it justice. So don't worry about that. You did great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. And
yeah.
You know, I've been in my nightclub in Wilder, Kentucky. Yeah. I've actually been there 37 years.
Oh, wow, 37
years. Yeah, and it never gets old, you know, and of course, I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but some people say the place is haunted. It's an old gambling casino, and it's just an old honky-tonk is all it is. But it was an old gambling casino, and lots of things happened back when, you know, 1930s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Ghost Adventures has been there with many of the so-called the paranormal shows that they have on TV have been there and done stories about it. I don't believe any of it myself. I'm into the music and I ain't worried about no ghosts.
Right. Right. Absolutely. It's funny because I actually have seen the episode of Ghost Adventures and you really are a skeptic because you haven't experienced anything before.
I'm so into the music, I just don't pay attention to it. But a lot of people, a lot of people do, and people come from all over just to spend the night in there and do their paranormal investigation stuff. But it's been good to me, and I love it there, and it's kind of my Branson, you know, how a lot of these artists have ended up in their own theater or club in Branson, Missouri. Well,
right.
Mine's in Wilder, Kentucky.
It is. I love it. And I love how, I love your vision for it. You know, it really is a great place to listen to live country music. And everyone is there, you know, dancing, having a great time. You perform along with inviting others to perform on your stage as well.
Yeah.
And it just seems like such a great time. You have a mechanical bull, I've seen. I mean, come on. It's awesome.
Yeah. This social media is great, isn't it?
It really is. I'm telling you, it does wonders, you know, to connect, and it's really cool. And actually, Halloween is, you know, one of your big seasons, and I could see that people are able to do like ghost tours and all that other stuff is there as well. So you just go there and have a good time.
Yeah, well, October is our month,
and you
just wouldn't believe the people that come to take the tours But you know, on Friday and Saturday night when the band and I are playing and the place is hopping, you know, people are dancing, everything's going on, you know, it's something that they don't dwell on it. They just have a good time. A lot of people don't even pay attention to, you know, that any of that paranormal stuff is going on. But I don't understand it, but I'm in the minority because a whole lot more people believe in the paranormal than don't, I've found out.
Right. It's true. It's true. But I just love how, you know, how you do it and, you know, everything that goes on there. Because I love looking at pictures on your page. You have pictures of, you know, performers on that stage. There was like a 15-year-old boy that was performing on his guitar and everything, and you guys were just having a grand old time. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, that was Brad Sparks. He's 15 years old,
and he
plays his own lead guitar and sings some Johnny Cash stuff. Would you believe? So,
that is crazy. That is so.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So you really could just see all the great performers, and of course you get up on stage and sing some songs as well. And you also have a gift shop. I seen that there is going on, Lucille, like a dollar download card happening at the gift shop.
Yeah, that's up to date, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's download cards. When we registered the song with CD Baby, which supplies iTunes and Apple and Amazon, they offer these free download cards. Mm-hmm. And they just sent a bunch of them to me, and we can give them away or sell them or whatever. But they can take the card and then get online and use it to download the song.
Very neat. Wow. So simple, too. There's so many different ways that you could listen to the music.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm all excited about Lucille. I have a video on YouTube, and just a few short weeks since it's been released, we're over 2,400 views on YouTube.
Mhm. Yes, it's true. I was actually just going to say that. You know, your video is doing so great on YouTube. Can you tell us a little bit about the video? How fun was that to make?
Oh, it was great. We shot that video. A lot of it was up in Lewis County, Kentucky. My brothers and I have some land up there. Have some farms that our dad left us, and we have some cattle. So the video was shot up there, a portion of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is actually in the video. She's 96 years old and in great shape. She was standing out on the porch when we filmed her. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to rain here. It's pouring down rain here in Columbia, Kentucky right now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that is funny. It just looks like you guys all had a great time with the video. So if people, you know, haven't seen the YouTube video, please make sure you go there right now and just type in Lucille Bobby Mackey. You'll find it. It's super easy to do, and go and enjoy the wonderful video for it. And also, like you said, it's on iTunes and everywhere else, so people could just go there to purchase a copy of it. And also your website. So can you give away all of your, you know, websites and Facebook and all your fun links?
BobbyMackey.com and on Twitter and on @BobbyMackey and Facebook Bobby Mackey. You know, we're all over there, and I sure do appreciate you all liking Lucille, and appreciate you playing.
Oh, we love it. We love, love, love Lucille. And it's really getting a lot of great positive feedback. I've seen on Facebook a lot of people are really enjoying it, and a lot of stations are picking it up and playing it. And it's wonderful. We play it. We now have it on rotation at Country Blast Radio, so people could check it out there. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. We're excited to have you on our station. So,
I'll tell you, this is the most excitement of any single I've ever released. And, I've released a lot of records through the years. I had a hit record in 1982 that went top 50 in Billboard, a song called Pepsi Man.
Ooh,
and,
I like
of course,
that.
It can be found on YouTube also. So.
Awesome. I love the name for that. Check it out, everyone. Check it out.
Well,
on YouTube.
I've been around, but I love the music as much as ever, and you know, country music is what it's all been about, you know, for me. So.
Yeah, I love that you're really dedicated to music and to country music, of course. Who are your inspirations? Because I know there's a lot of great traditional artists out there, from like George Strait and, you know, just all of the great guys in country music. Yeah.
Well, Merle Haggard is my all-time favorite. There's no question about that. But when I was 4 years old and I heard Hank Williams sing, my life changed forever. I was never the same after that. It was my biggest first inspiration was Hank Williams Sr.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. The music really never does get old. I mean, I'm 20 years old right now, and I love it. I love like Hank Williams. I love, you know, Ray Price and just all of the greats. I mean, it really doesn't get old. I think, you know, through generations, people love it.
And you gotta like Merle, don't you?
Yeah, Merle. Come on. You gotta love Merle Haggard. You kidding?
Buck Owens.
Yes. Oh, all of them.
George Jones. Wow.
Yeah. There's so many great guys. I mean, Bobby Mackey. Come on. Love it.
Hey, I'm only me because of them.
Right. And I love that. I love how you give that, you know, them the credit to it, you know, because you listen to them and now you love music, and that's where it all stemmed from, is listening to those guys.
Yeah, and through all the hoopla and the paranormal stuff that is very legitimate at the club, because I didn't start it. It's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's not me. All I do is sing, mm-hmm. and that's all I want to do. And I let everybody else take care of the other stuff.
The other stuff just comes with it. You're focused on the music. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it really is all about the music. And so if people are, in Wilder, Kentucky, or, drive past there or go there, please make sure you stop in to Bobby Mackey's Music World and have a great time. I'm really looking forward to it because I'm going to be going there pretty soon. So I am so excited to meet you and see what it all is about.
We're going to have a country blast weekend, I understand.
Yes, we are. Oh, I am so excited about it. Hey, it's like the perfect name for it, too. I mean, come on, country blast.
That's right. I'm letting the cat out of the bag right now.
Yes, you are. It's perfect. Come on. That's kind of what's happening, people.
We're looking forward to that.
Oh, we're excited about it, too. I can't wait to, check out the place and just see what goes on there and just dance and enjoy the time. I'm 20, so I can't drink yet, but I'll be partying with everybody for sure. I'll be sick.
Well,
we have
a lot of that. I mean, we have a lot of people to come in that they're allowed in at 18. So, we have a lot of people come in that have a great time and don't have to be 21. I mean, they don't have to drink a alcoholic beverage to have a good time. They have a good time anyway.
Exactly. You don't need that, just the music, and you're all set. So I can't wait to go there. I'm going to have to check out that gift shop because I seen you had, Lucille T-shirts, and you have your CDs. You have it all there.
Oh, we've gone Lucille crazy, all the waitresses. Everybody wears a Lucille shirt.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's so cool.
Come on to Wilder, Kentucky. Wilder, Kentucky. Sounds like it may be, miles from nowhere, but from the front door of the nightclub, you can see the skyline of Cincinnati. So it's like 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes from downtown Cincinnati. So that's where it's at.
Oh yes, it is. That is exactly where it's at. So please check it out, Wilder, Kentucky. And if you wanted to join us for the Country Blast weekend there, it's going to be on October, it's going to be November 27th through 28th, I believe, yes.
Yes, that sounds familiar to me. I think that's right.
Yes, November 27th through the 28th. So we're looking forward to it. Come on down and meet everyone and just have a great time. I can't wait. Do it. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the music that you currently have out right now. I know that you're talking about, your album and then Lucille. Will people be able to go and check out, your older material as well if they want to jam out? Because one song that I really love is Johanna. That's a really good one.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have a copy of that? Do you have a copy of Johanna?
I don't have that one yet, but I really want to play it. So you're going to have to send that over for sure.
As soon as I get back home. I'm three hours away from home here in Columbia, Kentucky, where the studio is, where I'm recording. But when I get back home, I'll make sure you get a copy of that. The song Johanna, and Johanna is supposedly one of the ghosts there, and I wrote a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make sure you get a copy of that.
Perfect. I would love to play it, and please, everyone, make sure you go and, when in doubt, Google it out. Just type in Bobby Mackey, and you'll find every single thing that you need to know, all of the music that's available. But please make sure you check out Lucille. And I really I wanted to ask you if you have any other, upcoming performances coming up. I mean, of course, you're there on Fridays and Saturdays. Do you have any other performances happening pretty soon?
Well, I do some things around, but I prefer to stay right there, I have people come there from everywhere, I love being there on Friday and Saturday night. If I'm not there, I hear about it for several weeks. I'll hear from people. I was over there and you wasn't there.
Yeah.
But anyway, you mentioned the last album. the album before before the one I'm working on now was an album called Country Music Lives On. I wrote everything on it. I wrote some of the songs that's going to be on this next album, but some of them were covers, like Lucille, for instance, and some covers. But I wrote some of them, but I made sure that I just for my ego, I guess, I made sure that I put out an album of all songs that I wrote, and Country Music Lives On, and it's available on at BobbyMackey.com and iTunes and all over.
Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you check it out. And I do not want to delay. I want to play your song, Lucille. So how about we play this right now for everyone, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do this.
All right.
All right, here we go. Stay with us, everyone, and we will be right back with Bobby Mackey in just a second. So here we go. Check it out.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over, sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. His big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead, but he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the barroom to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her. The words that he told her kept coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurt and won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurt and won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy."
And we're back at the Joe Josie Show and Country Blast Radio with Bobby Mackey, and you just heard his newest release, Lucille. And please, everyone, make sure you go and check out BobbyMackey.com, and he's also on iTunes and Amazon, so make sure you get all of that great music. So, Bobby, I wanted to ask you, because we are running out of time, but, you know, of course, you have been in the business for, you know, a very long time, you know, doing your thing. So can you share with us a couple times or events in your amazing career that really stand out in your mind? What's been kind of a highlight for you?
I could never pick one. It's been amazing. You know, I played all over before I got my own nightclub, but it's always been about the music, and I couldn't pick any one thing that's just singing country music. And I got a great band, and bottom line is the music. That's the thrill for me.
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to also give a little shout out because I just love the name of, you know, your band, the best damn band in the land or something like that. It's so cool.
Yeah.
In the world. Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
sometimes we clean it up and call it the best band in the world. But,
yeah.
At other times it's the best damn band in the world. It depends
exactly.
on what time of night it is.
Tonight it is. Hey, come on. Let's just do it.
Okay.
That's what it's called. I love it. I love it. It's such a creative name for it, so I had to give that a little bit of a shout out.
Yeah, that's a lot different, and that's why I liked it so much.
Yes, it is. It's different, but that's also what makes it really, really special. So I'm so glad that I was able to say that. I even got approval first. I was like, can I say that? Awesome, I can. perfect. I'm going for it.
That's funny.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And another fun question here for you. Do you have a specific song that you always love to perform that really gets the crowd going wild? What's that one song for you that everyone's just loves?
I don't know. I really cut loose once in a while and do Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Yes.
You remember that song?
I think I do. I'm pretty sure. My producer back here was laughing, so I'm assuming she knows for sure.
The Georgia Satellites had it out for several years ago, and I do kind of a country rendition to it, but it always fills the dance floor up.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a fun one to do. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I like to get the dance floor moving, you know, and then sing some good country ballads and make everybody dance. You know, dreamily, I should say.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it. You mix it up.
So you're gonna love it when you come to visit.
Yes, I am so excited. November 27th through 28th, I am there. And so everyone, please make sure you go to Bobby Mackey's Music World in Wilder, Kentucky. Come see everybody. And I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. I appreciate it. I had fun.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the kind words. The email when you said that your listeners were liking my music, I just felt on top of the world. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, anytime. We really do love the music. So keep doing your thing, and I'm excited to see you perform. You're gonna be performing during Country Blast weekend, right? Because I got
yes, I am, and I'll send you a copy of Johanna.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Perfect. We'll get that on the station.
Okay.
ASAP. Perfect. Thank
great,
you so much.
Great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you. Thank you so much. Bobby Mackey, everybody. Have a great night, okay?
We'll see you. Thank you.
All right. See you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Had a great chat with Bobby Mackey. He is a phenomenal artist. I'm so excited I got to chat with him. So please make sure to check out his newest release, Lucille. And I'm so excited about his new album that's going to be coming up. I just am so stoked about it. I will definitely be purchasing it and promoting it and, everything. I can't wait. I love me some Bobby Mackey music. So now, how about we play a couple more songs from Bobby Mackey while we are on a roll? So let's do it here. The first one we'll play from Bobby Mackey is She's on Her Way to Florida in the T-Bird. So here we go. We'll play this right now. We'll be right back at the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio.
I woke this morning, never heard a sound. I looked everywhere, she was nowhere to be found. Then I saw a text she sent, I couldn't believe the words. She said, I'm on my way to Florida in the T-Bird. She's out there on the highway rolling southbound. Hair blowing in the breeze, she's probably got the top down. She loves that Florida sunshine, she loves St. Petersburg. She's on her way to Florida in the T-Burn. The next text she sent said, you know I love you so, but it's cold in Kentucky, I can't stand that ice and snow. I just had to get away, don't worry, I'll be fine. I'll be back when the snow is gone come springtime. She's out there on the highway rolling southbound. Hair blowing in the breeze, she's probably got the top down. She loves that Florida sunshine, she loves St. Petersburg. She's on her way to Florida in the T-Bird. She's on her way to Florida in the T-Bird.
And now let's play another song from Mr. Bobby Mackey called Country Music Lives On. Here we go. Enjoy, everybody. I hope you guys are all dancing around. I know I am. Love
it. Here we are in the 21st century. Country music lives on. I found out at 4 years old, a heart can be touched with a song. Old Hank sure could moan the blues, his voice got through to me. Coming out of Mom's radio in 1953, he was moaning the blues. Inspired by Hank, I learned to play my Roy Rogers guitar, singing along with the jukebox in my dad's grocery store. Then I heard Buck and the Buckaroos, my heart skipped a beat. I fell in love with Buck and Don in 1963. I was loving that Bakersfield sound. I left home after high school, Martin guitar in my hand. I couldn't wait to play and sing in a country band. Then I hooked up with Red and the boys. Rest is history. That honky tonkin' Wilder has sure been good to me. Where I'm still singing my country songs. Here we are in the 21st century, country music lives on. Back when I was 4 years old, old Hank touched me with his
songs. He was mourning, mourning the blues.
And we're back. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight to our Josie Show special edition with Bobby Mackey. And we mentioned a little bit earlier about what's going on, what's going down in Wilder, Kentucky, pretty soon at Bobby Mackey's Music World. We're going to be there November 27th through the 28th. We have Country Blast Weekend at Bobby Mackey's Music World. So we're excited about that. There will be great music, prizes, and so much more. So please mark that on your calendar, and we will give you guys more details as that date draws closer. Also, mark on your calendars for the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for the month of October. It'll be aired on Thursday, October 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone, 8 p.m. Eastern. So check that out. Let's see who is on our top 25 songs on Country Blast Radio, our station. So we will see. Make sure you tune in. I'm so excited. That, again, is October 29th at 7 p.m. Central. And also, really quick, many of the pictures for our award show, our Josie Show and Country Blast Radio award show, the first annual one, the pictures are in. So you can go to josieshowawards.com, and you can click the photo gallery, tab, and that's all you got to do. Super easy to do, and then there's all the links to go and check them all out. I believe we still have a little bit more that we have to get from Aura Walker, but other than that, most of them are pretty much there. So check it all out. And we're also busy looking for the next venue for our 2016 Josie Music Awards. So keep checking back at josieshowawards.com to find out all the details as they become available, because we were really having meetings, discussions, all of that great stuff about whether we were going to make this an annual thing or what we were going to do. And at this point, yes, we are going to make it an annual thing. So we're really looking forward to it. We actually settled down on a venue, but not settled down, I should say, but we're really looking towards one. We're going at one. We already know which one we want. So we're really working at it. And it's a beautiful venue. So we're really excited. So hopefully it all works out because fingers crossed, because it really is just so beautiful and it has a great name to it, just saying. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people would want to perform there and be there. So we're excited about it. So josieshowawards.com for all that great details. And remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning into the Josie Show tonight right here at josieshow.com, and we will see you all again we'll see you this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. We have four more incredible guests. We have Macy Tabor, Battlefield Gray, Storm Gate, and Ricky Knox from Canada. So we're really excited about that. So please tune in October 16th for that wonderful show of the Josie Show right here at josieshow.com or countryblastradio.com. All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you all so much. Mwah!